CBA Mobile.
CBA KN4TFW. How you doing this evening, David?
4TFW, KB4CBA, doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, just pulled out of the parking lot at work, headed to the house, so it's a good day.
It's always a good day when you're leaving work. just getting there is the hard part.
You headed out to play tennis?
And I played from 12:30 to 2:30, and now I'm going to play 4:30 to 6 and 6 to 7:30. So I'm going to get 5 hours of tennis as long as it doesn't start raining.
Hey, it means you won't have to work out today, right?
I've already taken the exhaust off my the mufflers off my Mustang just to see what it sounded like. And it sounded really good. I've got a guy on Wade Hampton, and he does exhaust work, and I'm going to take it up there and let him kind of tune it up for me and get it sounding really good. I'm going for sound. It sounds pretty good factory when you're getting down on it, but you got to get down on it pretty hard before you even can hear it.
Good aftermarkets now make it sound real good just sitting there idling, right?
I want to be able to hear my ham radio, but going down the road, but you know. I just, when I wind it up, I'd really like for it to sound good. Just, you know, a little louder than it is right now.
Yeah, now they used to have an O2 Trans Am. Was the same way. Just like to hear it kind of wind up and make a little bit of sound.
'96. I've had 3 Mustangs, and I had a '96, and, it had, believe it or not, this was all one section. It had 3 catalytic converters on each side. It was dual exhaust. So it had 6 cats on it, across flow pipe. And it was about, this piece was all one piece, and like a giant letter H, and it was about 6 feet long. And so I found an X pipe, which is really an off-road thing, and I put it on there, and good, not alive. It opened that thing up, and it sounded so good. And I put to pull the O2 sensors, they have what they call malfunction indicator light electronic pieces that you can plug into the O2 sensors, the downstream ones, and it fools the computer. It makes it think that it's seeing what it's supposed to see. So anyway, but that thing, it really sounded good. I think it gave me about 20 more horsepower.
Get all that stuff off of it, you can let it breathe a little bit, and you know you got to be able to get rid of that exhaust somehow. And if you keep restricting it, it's just going to cut your back on it. So I bet it did sound good after you got done.
They like that car. It was 5-speed. This is 6-speed. I've always wanted a 6-speed, and I've always wanted something with this kind of horsepower. This is 420 horsepower, and it's really enough. I mean, I've kind of wanted to see what it would be like to drive one with a supercharger on it, and I'd probably kill myself if I if I put a supercharger on this thing, because it is really tempting to, you know, zip around traffic and stuff. And of course I can do that now, so if I want to, but I try to just, you know, drive it normally and not draw attention to myself.
It did when we had that Trans Am. That had enough low end torque, you could, you know, sixth wasn't no problem. Then Mama had a, I think it was about a 2012 Camaro, had a V6, and you couldn't even make that hill around 25 in sixth gear without downshifting. It just was so underpowered and that. So the extra horsepower really makes a difference. I know I used to get about 30 miles to gallon out of that Trans Am out on the highway.
96 Mustang. I worked at John Finger Mazda. I was a technician there on the Motor Mile, and I lived in Travis Rest. So I took Stone Avenue, or Lawrence Road to Stone Avenue, and then points at Highway all the way to Travis Rest. And most of the time, you're going really slow, but I could put that thing in fifth gear. It has so much torque. And even at slow speeds, and I'd get like 21 miles a gallon, and that was city driving.
Set up a little bit better years ago than they were now. Nowadays, it's just ridiculous. They're so underpowered, it ain't even funny.
In first gear, you got to get out of first gear in a hurry, and there on, it's just, I mean, it just pulls, and it's got a lot of torque, it's got a lot of power, and it just feels like I've never really revved it up past about $4,000, but you can get it up to right at $7,000, it's where it redlines, and but anyway. But it's a joy to drive, I tell you, I really enjoy it.
They race you when they pull up beside you at the red light, are they?
That's the funny thing. People pull up beside you in a Nissan Maxima or something like that. And some of those have pretty good you know, horsepower and power to weight ratio. That's another thing you have to look at. I mean, this car is heavier than a Maxima, and so I had one guy. He just took off, and I was just laughing because, you know, I wasn't gonna race him. It was on Wade Hampton, and I've had people wanna race me in a minivan and. I mean, all kinds of vehicles. This is crazy. When I was driving on 40 one time, I had a guy pull up beside me, and he threw it up in neutral and revved the engine and looked over at me, and I just laughed.
Nothing to prove. You knew yours was fast, right? Evidently, he didn't know nothing about his, and that's all they want to do is just see if theirs is fast. And that, yeah, I used to have them do it to me all the time in the Trans Am, but just ignore them and just go on about my business.
Or CBA. Yeah, that's what I would do, because most of the time, I mean, because I don't look over at people when I'm sitting at a traffic light. And if it's somebody I know, I guess they think I'm being rude. they can blow the horn at me or something if they want to get my attention. But anyway, like I said, I try to drive in such a way as not to draw attention to myself, because, you know, the highway patrol and the county patrol wait after me pretty regularly, and of course then I go into the city a grid or two, so and they'll definitely pull you over, so you just have to be careful.
Here is like, you know, like the guy you said took off at the red light. Now you're just going to catch him at the next red light, especially on White Hampton. I mean, where are you going to go? And if you want to race, take it out there to the drag strip or something. And there you could legally see what you could do with it. KN4 TFW.
I pulled up beside a guy in the parking lot. He had a black Mustang and a motion for him to roll his window down. He was parked, and I said, "What year is yours?" He said, 19. And I said, "And what's it rated with horsepower?" And he said it was 480. And but I heard, and I don't know if it's true, that they came out with the 2020 Mustang. It must be like a Cobra or Celine or something model, but it's putting out 1,000 horsepower.
Out on today's roads, besides wrapping around a tree.
Around a tree. I mean, I can make the tires break loose on this thing, just getting down on it, on dry pavement, so I can't imagine how you would keep tires on the thing that much power to the ground. You know, it's just, it seems like it must have a lot of heavy-duty drivetrain, like the U-joints and stuff, because it just seems like you'd rip those pins and those needles just to pieces. And the, the ring gear and all that, just, it's like a tear up the rear end. So it must be one beefed up transmission and everything to drivetrain to handle that much power.
Always be having it in the shop fixing something. You know what I mean? You'd be tempted to spin the wheels and something would break. It can't hold up to that much horsepower for very long, I wouldn't imagine.
Dodge has I'm trying to think of what they call it. It's like the Hellcat. And, you know, there used to be an airplane that they call the Hellcat. And I think it puts out about 800 or so horsepower factory. So I don't know, maybe Ford just decided to show them up or something. I don't know.
It was raining real hard going down the interstate.
I've actually lost traction in third gear in this thing and on dry pavement, and had to get out of it. So, and when it's raining, you just have to putt along, because if you try to step down on it, it just it just starts spinning, and you're not going anywhere. Well, I'm gonna go play some tennis. I'm here at the sports center, and I'm gonna get out here on court 11 and see what kind of damage I can do.
Damage to the other team's score and not to yourself, but I hope you have a good game and stay safe. Stay 73 and look forward to catching you another day. KN4 TFW.
Thank you, so, and you have a good evening. And we'll talk to you later. KN4 TFW, KV4 CPA, clear.
FW, good evening.
Yeah.
just flew under the radar, and it was a good one.
It's pretty good, too.
I did a house, so that's awesome.
That's right. I see.
Go home, walk the dog if it ain't raining when I get there, and then make me something to eat and maybe get on the radio. We'll just have to see how it all plays out. Ed made contact today, he said, with the amateur radio club. It's on the FBI campus there, and there at Quantico.
Oh, now that's pretty cool. Did you do anything today? I mean, are you going to do something this evening?
Yeah, you know, it depends on how the weather is and that, whether I do or not. And it just depends on what all else I got to do here at the house when I get home. Your antenna up.
I've been debating. I have been thinking there is a way that I could run mine that would be out of the way, I believe. I've just got to... I might try to put that thing up Saturday.
Let me know when that can come over and help you.
Fine, I've got to get my slingshot back from a fella.
Not that meter. I've been carrying it in the truck just in case you guys needed it. I need to get a couple few more connectors and make some other tests before I settle on what to do for the final fix.
Keep it till you're settled in.
Yeah, connectors, the day it was coming to flood and opted to get out of it, it's like, yeah, I'll get up there and the road will be washed out or something, so I just didn't even bother. Out for the night. Shelly off?
Yeah, she's off. I'm going to work on a budget a little bit. We've got some vacations coming up, and I'm trying to set some money aside for that, and just looking forward to eating dinner and settling in, and a little bit of conversation with my wife.
I think, and I know me and Susan, we don't get to see a lot of each other. I mean, she's, since Sunday, this will be her third double.
Yeah, crazy. I'm going to pull into the bank right here. I'll be kind of out of it for just about 5 minutes, and I'll be back with KK4NXC.
And 4TFW.
NXC back on the air.
Okay, and 4TFW.
Take a little deposit there, and hopefully that's some vacation money.
How's it going?
I'm in Shenandoah Valley.
I've never been there. Always wanted to go, but I just haven't had the opportunity yet.
Here, there as a kid, I never got a chance to actually stay and see some of the points of interest there.
It'll be nice, and it'll be a good trip for you. Won't be flooding like it is over here now, right?
Easy, at least. You know, I used to live on the river. Up in northern Greenville County in a little undisclosed location, and man, the dam broke on a heavy rain like we just had, and it was in my house. It was up to the windows on my cars, got three of my vehicles, and you know, I never thought it would happen, but that dam broke one time before. And there was actually mud in the attic of that house. That happened back in the 70s, and then it hit us in 86 pretty bad.
So much I saw standing water where I didn't know water would ever be standing. And that, you know, it's just unusual. You can never tell when you get a lot of water really quick.
Poor old Tim, I know he had probably water underneath his house.
Creek?
You would think it. There's a creek flowing under his house when it rains. They're
he's going to do something. We're supposed to go over there and put some French drains in, but good grief, we got to wait until it stops raining to do that. I don't want to tear his yard up.
On the way it's going, it doesn't look like it's going to stop raining anytime soon, maybe summertime.
We'll have to wait till it dries up, because we'll have to get a little miniature backhoe in there to dig that trench.
Able to go down a little bit so we can go kayaking.
It's on that river out there now. But I'm hoping that all that torrent that's going down through the Saluda has pulled some of them trees out of the way.
Little creek over here by me, if you get enough water going out there, it can make you a new pathway and that. Otherwise, you get a bunch of trees down and you're either trying to go under them or over them or try to get around them, or sometimes you're just completely blocked.
Every time, well, not so bad. The last time I went down, we literally had to cross over some trees. It got a little tricky, but we all made it. And then when I went down the, good grief, the name of that river completely slips my mind, runs into Greenwood, we had a bunch of trees. That's just the nature of the beast, though, on those rivers.
A bunch of people out there trying to kayak it now, because you know what I mean, since it's really high, but that's just asking to get hurt.
Yeah, I want to fish. That's why I got it. I didn't want to ride the wave.
It's raining tonight or not?
You know, I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with it. I've just been trying to stay dry. I think so.
In a week, it said tomorrow was going to be a washout, but I don't know if it's still holding true or not. KN4 TFW.
Right now, we'll see. 80% chance of rain
tomorrow.
So it's supposed to quit and be sunny all the way into Monday, and then Monday night it's going to rain again.
We're going to get out of this rain cycle, are we? It'll go from just flooding to drought overnight, you watch.
Well, as soon as we get a little bit of drought, we're going to move into Tim's yard and do some digging.
Be ready to do it.
Tim, that I wouldn't be having my hands on the back end of a shovel. My hands don't fit a shovel anymore. I've got a friend of mine who's got a compact tractor with a small 12-inch bucket on it. We've got to dig a 14-inch wide by however deep French drain. We're going to use those drains that's got the popcorn foam around them.
Familiar with that?
Septic tanks and this and that and the other. And so that's what we're looking at using.
Didn't get it stopped then, where it won't be running under his house anyway. I have the entrance to the subdivision, but I think I'm going to run up here to Ingles and pick me up a sub sandwich. That'll be, part of it'll be dinner tonight and part of it'll be lunch for tomorrow.
There you go. I'm going to stop in here to CVS and get some Valentine's candy.
Yeah, Roger, I heard that. I went and got the cards on Monday night.
Yep. It ain't far. Just a couple days.
Yeah, it's amazing. Susan's actually got off that day.
Oh, fantastic.
Right at night at the house, cook some steaks and some baked potatoes.
Yeah, I might try to hit my wife up for us cooking some steaks and shrimp. But anyway, I'm destinating to CVS here. Good talking with you, Ken. I hope the remainder of your evening goes well. And be safe, and we'll catch you in the morning, Lord willing. Have a good one. KK4NXE, be clear on your final.
Catching one. I hope you're just have a safe trip back to the house. You and Shelly have a good evening, and hope to catch you in the morning. And I'll say 73, KN4, TFW, clear.